Hello and welcome to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. I am Laura Earnshaw, the founder and CEO of My Happy Mind, an award-winning and NHS-backed program in schools, nurseries and homes, totally dedicated to helping to prevent mental health issues in later life. We are a research-backed organisation with accolades coming out of our ears for the work that we do to support teachers, parents and children in having good mental health. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, My Happy Mind. I sit on the board of the Mental Health Foundation. I'm chair of governors at a school, and I'm a mum to two children as well. So I have a thing or two to say about children and young people's mental health. Thank you for being here. This podcast is for you. Whether you're a parent or a teacher or someone with an interest in the space, I'm here to help you to understand tips and tricks and science-backed strategies that work when it comes to building young people's mental health. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of My Happy Mind Conversations. And in this series so far, I have been talking about some of the big issues and the big conversations that I've been having with parents, with teachers, with national leaders in the NHS and in the Department of Health and Social Care around the very real issues that are facing our children from a mental health perspective. And the topic that we've been exploring so far have been around separation anxiety, have been around the role of prevention and why that's so important, and around self-esteem. So if you've missed any of those episodes, definitely go and take a listen. They're all nice and short episodes. As you know, if you've been around here for a while, I like to bring you short and sweet episodes that are digestible, hopefully a little bit inspiring and practical. Because for me, if I see an episode that I want to listen to and it's an hour and a half or it's an hour, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't have any time. When am I going to make that happen? When am I going to get to listen to it? So my intent is to give you enough to be able to take some action without it taking a ton of your time. So I would actually love to hear from you in terms of, where are you listening to this? Are you listening to it on your commute? Are you listening to it while you're walking the dog? While you're out for a run? While you're doing the ironing? I don't know. I'd just love to hear from you. Where do you listen to my podcast? Let me know in the comments or drop me a line on social media. It's just interesting to me. I'm actually recording this right now on a Saturday morning whilst my daughter is at a drama class, and I really wanted to record some episodes, so I decided to use my Saturday morning to do that. So that's where I am. I'm in the office on my own at My Happy Mind HQ. There's no one else here, just me. And it just made me think, I wonder when you guys listen to my episodes. So definitely let me know. Genuine question, genuinely interested. So today's topic is about COVID. And I wanted to talk about this because it's something I talk about all the time with teachers, with parents, and with national leaders in the NHS. And I think it's a really important topic. And specifically, I want to talk about the effects of COVID and how, in my opinion, we are only just starting to see them. Now, I appreciate that for many people, this episode might be quite triggering. It might not be something you want to listen to. I know that for many people, they are still very much in the recovery of the trauma that COVID brought to their families. So listen, if you don't want to hear about it, feel free to turn it off. I wanted to say right at the start that that's what this episode was about. But I do think it's an important conversation because I think there is a real tendency and a bit of a risk in our society that we kind of think COVID's been and gone. That we think COVID is over, and that the effects of COVID have been felt, and that we are now in a different era and we need to move on and all those things. And I really do not believe that to be the case. Whilst the thick of the pandemic may have passed, the effects from a mental health perspective, the effects from a social perspective, the effects from an education perspective are still very much alive. And I think it's important as parents, as educators, and as national leaders that we're open to that reality, that we're able, willing, and informed about what that really looks like and what that means. And so I thought today I would just share with you some of my perspectives, having worked in this space for a long time, having, you know, multiple hundreds, thousands of conversations with national leaders in the NHS and with the Department of Education, and most importantly with parents, with children and with teachers, about how this is showing up, right? What are some of the effects that we're still very much living with as a result of COVID? And I think the first place that I wanted to start the conversation with you is around kind of the different age groups of children and how COVID has affected them and continues to affect them. So one of the things that's really interesting in our work with early year settings and with primary schools is the extent to which we are seeing huge challenges with the little ones, right? With children who were born during COVID or who were very young during COVID. Because actually what we're seeing is that as they come into more formal education, whether that's the reception class in a school or even preschool and nursery, they are really challenged from a social and communication skills perspective, right? Their ability to play alongside their peers, to communicate effectively, and to socialize is not where it would have been pre-COVID, right? They have been affected by reduced social contact through those COVID years. And that's really significant because it means that their starting point is so much further back. And the amount of teachers who teach reception and preschool classes who say to us here at My Happy Mind, where we really need to focus is on social and communication skills, because this cohort are at least a year behind, often more than what we would have seen before COVID. That's the conversation we're having all the time. And of course, that's a big part of what the My Happy Mind program teaches in schools and teaches families as well. But it's huge. And so for those younger children, the generation that were born in COVID or that were teeny tiny in COVID, that's very much a real effect that we're seeing now. And of course, that will follow them through their education, right? That's not a one-time thing that's going to get fixed. That's something that is going to require constant focus from schools, constant focus from parents to help to kind of try and get them to a place in an accelerated way. I'm not going to use the word catch up because I really don't agree with it. It's not about catching up. It's about supporting children where they are and trying to find ways to accelerate their progress. Then we look at, you know, children who were in primary school during those COVID years. You know, I had children in primary school and early years in secondary school, and they missed out on huge amounts of education, you know, despite the best efforts of schools and parents around the country and globally to educate children, you know, through online lessons, through all of the things we tried to do. And again, this is like no criticism at all intended. But it wasn't the same as them being in school. It just wasn't. You know, I can share from my own experience. I, you know, had a child who was in year three during COVID, and then year four when we had the second lockdown. And I was running My Happy Mind. I was working a full-time, you know, running a full-time business. I was still having to do all of the things I have to do. And my husband was doing the same. And so the kids were homeschooling, and I'm doing bunny ears with my fingers, if you could see me now, whilst I was on conference calls, while I was trying to support schools, while I was carrying on. And so there were times when my daughter was supposedly in a maths lesson, but she wasn't actually in the lesson. She was just pretending to be, right? Anyone else? The funniest moment for me was when I walked in to check on her and she was kind of wafting her hand up and down in front of the camera on her laptop because she was supposed to be in a PE lesson doing jumping jacks, and she'd hacked the system, right? She figured that if she just waved her camera up and down, or sorry, her hand up and down in front of the camera, the teacher would think she was engaged. I mean, she was six, right? So despite the best efforts of schools around the country, children weren't getting the same level of education that they would have been had they been in school as normal. They just weren't. We all know that. That's no one's fault. That was everybody trying to do their best in an unprecedented situation. And so children who were in primary school, children who were in secondary school during that time have missed out on key components of their education. And so for them, when they're starting to sit exams, when they're doing SATs in primary school, or, you know, when they're sitting GCSEs or A-levels, they're just not as prepared as they would have been had COVID not happened. And we saw this with the last cohort of A-level students. I'm a chair of governors at a school, so I'm kind of very close to some of these issues. But the last cohort of A-level students didn't actually sit their GCSEs in an exam hall. So their A-levels were the first proper exams that they'd sat. And so guess what? On average, those children didn't do as well in those exams because guess what? They didn't have the practice of their GCSEs. And so all throughout the spectrum of education, we're seeing the impact being felt now. And it's not going to go away. That impact is going to continue to be felt for years to come. And it's about time that we started to realise that and we continue to focus on supporting those children, which I know schools are trying to do. And I know the Department of Health and Social Care is trying to do. But I think it's really important that for us as parents, we're aware of this dynamic as well so that we can lean in and support that too. And then, you know, beyond the kind of the key stages of education and how that's playing through for children, I think, you know, there's other factors, right, that are still very much hanging around on the back of COVID. There are, you know, the very real reality of families having unsettled environments. You know, many families were working from home. Well, all families pretty much were working from home during that scenario and then may have returned to some kind of hybrid working situation. That can cause an unsettled environment, both for adults and for children. How's that playing through for you and for the people that you know? What about changes in jobs, changes in careers that many were either forced to adapt to because they lost their jobs, because businesses went under, because industry will never be the same again? How's that impacting families? How's that impacting parents? What about teachers? What about the stress that teachers were under for such a long time through the pandemic because they were on the front line? How's that impacted that workforce? How's that playing through now? I know that here at My Happy Mind, we are constantly inundated with applications to our jobs from teachers who have had enough, who want to change. And that's great for us because we're able to bring in really experienced educationalists who can support our mission. But what does it mean for teaching as a whole? And then, of course, what about the impact on health and care services? We all know, if you've seen the news, that the demand on services like CAMHS that provide specialist support for children with children and mental health challenges is out of control. Waitlists in some areas top 18 months for a child to be able to get support. How's that impacting children? How's that impacting families? How's that impacting the teachers who are making the referrals, knowing that they're going to have to deliver the news that there's a long waitlist? All of this is as of a direct result of COVID, and we're living it now. So I think it's a really important conversation to reflect on. I think it's a really important dynamic for us all to be aware of. And I think it's really important that we all come together to support each other, right? That parents are supporting teachers, that teachers are supporting parents. And that where possible, the National Health Service is offering support to teachers and support to parents to navigate through these challenges, which I know they are doing. And I have to tell you, because many of my listeners won't be aware of how the NHS works and won't be aware of the pressures that the NHS themselves are under, but I work with some incredibly inspiring NHS commissioners who are in charge of children and young people's mental health across their areas. And they are some of the most dedicated and wonderful people that I've ever met. And many of them commission us to deliver My Happy Mind into schools and to make My Happy Mind available for families because they get it. They understand the pressures that families, that teachers, and that children are facing. And so I guess the point of this episode is to really shine a light on what are very real challenges that many of us are facing, to help you feel like you're not alone if you're in that camp. But also to give a shout out to teachers who I know work so hard to do what they can to help, to the parents that are fighting battles for their own families, and to the NHS, who, against all the odds, against intense budget pressures, intense working hours, in most cases are doing their absolute best to support children, to support families, and to support schools. So I hope you found this useful. Again, please share this episode with someone who you think it can help. Please put your arms around each other and remember that for many of us, we're still very much living with the after effects of COVID. I hope you found this useful. I'll be back soon with more. Take care and bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I really hope that you found this episode useful. If you did, it would mean the world to me if you could like and share it and just leave me a comment below. You never know how much it helps for us to get feedback on the content we put out there so we can bring you more of what you like. Also, if you're interested in learning more about My Happy Mind and how we do what we do, definitely check out a copy of my best-selling book, My Happy Mind. You'll find it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. Thanks again for listening, and I'll be back soon with more. Bye for now.